Good day from Wall Street. This is Juan Costello, senior analyst with the Wall Street Analyzer. Joining us today is Amit Dror, CEO for Nano Dimensions Limited. The company trades on the Tel Aviv Stock Exchange, NNDM, and on the OTCQX, NNDMY. Thanks for joining us today, Amit.
Hi, Juan. How are you? Thank you.
Great. So starting off, please give us a history and overview there of the company.
Well, Nano Dimension, founded in 2012, focuses on development of advanced 3D printed electronic systems. Nano Dimension's unique products combine three advanced technologies. It's 3D inkjet, 3D software, and nanomaterials. The company's primary product includes the first 3D printer dedicated to printing multi-layer PCBs, printed circuit boards, and advanced nanotechnology-based conductive and dielectric inks. As you mentioned, we are traded on the OTCQX and on Tel Aviv Stock Exchange. By the way, we also apply to be listed on the NASDAQ. Nano Dimension is focused on the development and manufacture of technologies for professional printed electronics applications. And that includes a 3D printer and materials, printers and materials for rapid prototyping of PCBs. So the first 3D printer dedicated to manufacturing PCBs, the Dragonfly 2020 3D printer, is a revolutionary system dedicated to on-site production of professional multi-layer PCBs.
And can you talk about some recent news there, including the debut of your Axsite line?
Recent news, we applied for several patents in the field of software, mechanics, and nanomaterials. Actually, two of the patents received recently a notice of allowance within less than a year, which is exceptional. We started working with beta customers on testing the 3D printer. Some of them were Fortune 100 companies. And we recently closed another funding round of $13 million. So that's probably the recent news.
Right. So what key trends are you starting to focus on right now in the sector, and how is the company positioned to capitalize?
The overall PCB market is showing constant growth, and even in the more stable parts of the market, such as telecom, the need to develop the next product is always growing, with greater time and innovation pressure than ever. So this is a recurring theme across verticals such as consumer products, automotive, Internet of Things, IT, defense, and even aerospace. So in order to stay competitive, companies, you know, our potential customers, require shortening the development cycle. They're looking for faster time to market, and they have to answer to the need of shorter product life cycles and broader product ranges. So Nano Dimension is positioning itself to provide a solution to those specific needs. With our 3D printer and nano inks, we enable the electronics industry faster time to market, shorter development cycles, and the feedback we receive from hundreds of potential customers is very positive.
So what are some of the key factors that you feel make you and your products unique from some of the other players in the sector?
Well, as far as we know, Nano Dimension is the only company that offers a dedicated solution for 3D printing of multi-layer professional PCBs. That is electronic circuits like motherboards, for example. Nano Dimension is also unique with its multidisciplinary approach. We have development teams focused on nanochemistry, advanced hardware engineering, and smart software. And those teams work together to achieve one applicable solution that is transforming the way electronics are designed and made. And that's a pretty unique selling point.
Certainly. So what are some of the key goals and milestones that you're hoping to accomplish here over the course of the next year?
2016 is the year when we plan to complete the uplisting to the NASDAQ. We are going to launch our first commercial 3D printer, the Dragonfly 2020, and of course, moving the company from being a pre-revenue to revenue. Those are the main milestones.
And perhaps you can walk us through your background and experience, Amit, and talk about the key management there at Nano Dimensions.
Right. We're four founders who started the company, and we're all working, of course, in the company. I'm the CEO. We have the chief technology, the chief of operation, and chief of marketing. We all come from the startup nation environment, you could say, you know, working for different Israeli and international tech companies. Our chief technology officer, he brings 15 years of experience in digital printing, you know, working for HP and others. I have led several companies as entrepreneur and CEO while fundraising over $20 million in some of them, building business plans and leading the management team. So we have a strong technical and experienced management team in Nano Dimension.
So as far as investors and the financial community, what are some of the value drivers there that you wish perhaps, you know, they better understood about the company?
Well, I guess Nano Dimension is a promising tech company, and to be a NASDAQ company, by combining this 3D printing and nanotechnology, we present disruptive, applicable solutions to the electronics market. So I believe that Nano Dimension offers a very positive profile that appeals to most investors, and in specific to investors who understand the near future impact of 3D printing on the world's high-tech and electronics industry.
Certainly, and so once again joining us today is Amit Dror, the CEO of Nano Dimensions Limited, which trades on the Tel Aviv Stock Exchange, ticker symbol NNDM, as well as on the OTCQX, NNDMY, currently trading at $8.75 a share U.S., and market cap is about $57 million U.S. And before we conclude here, Amit, to recap some of your key points, why do you believe investors should consider the company as a good investment opportunity today?
Well, as said, what we bring is different. I think it's, you know, looking from an investor perspective, this is a new story. Investors who met with us understand that Nano Dimension is the first to bring the 3D printing revolution to the electronics industry. Currently, we provide an applicable solution, but we also bring forward technology with implications for the whole 100 billion PCB industry. And that's sort of a game changer that, you know, I would love investors to take into consideration.
Well, we certainly look forward to continuing to track the company's growth and report on the upcoming progress. And we'd like to thank you for taking the time to join us today, Amit, and update our investor audience on Nano Dimensions Limited. It was great to have you on.
Thank you, Juan. Thank you. It was great being here.